The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. Ill and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. And the king will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink." Question for you here this morning. You think there's anybody in the world so bad that they've never lent a helping hand to somebody in need? And the answer to that has to be no. Even Ebenezer Scrooge, somewhere along the line, must have lent a crust of bread to a hungry man. And yet, to those Jesus addresses the worst words anyone could ever imagine to hear, "Depart from me, you accursed." May they never be said to any of us. But just a little word of explanation for us here today. Every religion in the world tells us to be good to those in need. Now, don't misunderstand. That doesn't mean that every religion in the world is interchangeable with Christian morality. If you take Hinduism, for example, they'll have plenty of people lying on the street corners and the gutters and dying, and nobody will lend them a helping hand because, you know, they don't want to interfere with their karma. But generally speaking, you can make this statement. Every religion in the world tells us that we're supposed to be good to people in need. And yet only Christianity has a motive so personal as the one you just heard. You will never hear Buddha or Muhammad or Confucius say anything at all like, "Whatever you did to the least of these people, that's what you did to Buddha." Right? Never. And something we want to pray about, Jesus doesn't say, "You did it for me." He says, "You did it to me." A habit that we want to get into as we continue to grow and pray is not so much to ask, "What am I doing?" but "Who am I doing this to?" Now, just as an aside, don't misunderstand. Sometimes when you talk like that, it's easy to make all of morality devolve into mere niceness or kindness. Please remember, love means doing what's best for somebody else. And lots of times, they do not like it. They don't like it at all. Love very often is tough. But contrast that with what we heard in our first reading. From the Holiness Code of the Book of Leviticus, it was an extended commentary on the Ten Commandments. It would say things like, don't defraud, you know, don't withhold the wages from your day labor, things like that. And that's because whenever you give anybody a commandment or a rule or a line and tell them not to cross it, people will ask, how far can I go before I cross the line? Right? What's the least I have to do of the rule and the most I can get away with of my will before I cross the line? You'd be amazed how many people come to the priest. And on a regular basis, even devout people, even people that show up at daily mass, they always want to know, where's the line that I'm not supposed to cross? That's not bad, but it's not love. And it's not yet Christian entirely. It's still merely a question of obey and command. It's hard to know what it means to love God. And so Jesus tells us, whatever you did to the least of my brethren, that's what you did to me. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she used to tell her missionaries of charity sisters, we are not social workers, we're not do-gooders. We serve Jesus himself. A little habit, the prayer practice you might want to get into during Lent is to take the image or perhaps a portrait of a face of somebody you know, to take it to prayer with you. Because there's somebody out there in your life who you like the least. And if you can take that image and just pray every day, just even for just a moment, even for just 30 seconds, and just say to yourself, you did it to me. You did it to me. You can make tremendous progress in internalizing the message that our Lord wants to teach us here in the Gospel. Our saint for the day is Saint Polycarp. Saint Polycarp, one of the first, most ancient martyrs of our faith, of saints so ancient, he literally learned his faith at the feet of Saint John the Evangelist himself, went on to become Bishop of Smyrna, which is today in Turkey, and was martyred, burned at the stake at the age of 86. But before they killed Polycarp, they gave him one last opportunity to save his life. Renounce your faith and you can save your life, they said to him. And Polycarp says, I will not deny my Savior. Not, I will not deny my faith, but I will not deny my Savior. Polycarp understood, and may we understand as well. Holiness is love, and love is nothing if not personal. So for the grace to make our faith less of a task and more of a love response, let's ask for the prayers of the saints today. Saint Polycarp, pray for us.